From Spark and Anvil and NewsForge, this is Deed and a Test in Chapter 1 of the NewsForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini.
Deed, the archivist mole, and a Test, the notary tortoise, share the newsroom's back corner, and between them, they answer one question that never changes. Where did this actually come from? Deed asks it of the document. Where is this written down in the original? A Test asks it of the person. Who said it with their name on it? A claim that can't survive both questions doesn't survive at all. I follow a claim down to the original record, Deed says, tapping her lantern. And I follow it back to the mouth it came out of, a Test says, patting his who stamp. Between the two of us, Deed says, a claim has nowhere left to hide. A real one, a Test adds, has nothing to hide. That's how we know.
Deed works the document end. When a claim arrives, the town spent a fortune on the new fountain. She climbs down into the archive and finds the actual record, the receipts, the budget, the original paper. The story about the spending is somebody's telling, she says, lantern glowing. The receipt is the thing itself. She lays the record open. So, did they spend a fortune? The record says they spent a modest amount, most of it donated. The fortune was a word that grew in the retelling. She holds up the original. This is where the claim lives. Not the blog about it, not the post about the blog, the record. If a claim can't be traced to a document like this, half of it is already missing.
A Test works the person end. He takes the same claim, but he chases the voice. Who told you the town wasted money? He asks, unhurried, his who stamp ready. A named budget official? A worried neighbor? Or people are saying? He follows it back through the retellings. People are saying, he reports, traces to one account with no name, echoed 1,000 times until it sounded like a crowd. He stamps the empty spot. Who? A claim needs a name to stand on, he says. Not a shadow, not a chorus of ghosts, not everyone knows. A real person, willing to put their name to the words, or an honest reason there's no name. Without that, it's just air, no matter how many times it shouted.
Then a slippery claim landed that fooled almost everyone, and it took both of them, working the two ends together, to take it apart. A post was flying around. A leaked report proves the reservoir is poisoned. It had a document and a source, so it looked airtight. Deed went for the document. A Test went for the name. And here's the thing neither could have found alone. Deed climbed down and discovered the leaked report was real, but it was about a different reservoir in a different town from 10 years ago. Meanwhile, a Test chased the expert who leaked it and found the name attached to it belonged to no such expert. It was a real scientist's name, borrowed without permission, stuck onto a claim they never made. So, Deed said, holding up the mismatched document, the paper is real, but it's the wrong paper. And, a Test said, capping his stamp, the name is real, but it's the wrong mouth. They looked at each other. Only both checks together caught it. A genuine-looking claim, propped up by a true but unrelated document, and a real but stolen name. The kind of thing that survives one check and collapses under two. One of us, Deed said, would have been half fooled. Together, a Test said, we found the whole truth. No real report about this reservoir, and no real person behind the claim, which means no claim at all, they finished together.
So a true claim has to pass both of you, a kid said slowly. It has to be written down somewhere real and come from a name that'll stand behind it?
Both ends, Deed said, and a Test nodded so his eyeshade slipped. She set the original record, and he set the named source down side by side in the corner. The document and the mouth. The two ends of one honest claim.
Under the quiet, the two of them felt the same grounded calm settle in. Not the wobble of a claim traced to a document but no person. Not the unease of a name with no record behind it, but a warm, paired, nothing left to wonder steadiness. The particular piece of two who each held one true end, so that between them, a claim was either whole and honest, or plainly, cleanly a rumor. That both ends checked traced all the way home feeling, steadier than either the document or the name could ever be alone, was to deed and attest exactly why they shared the newsroom's back corner, and trusted only what survived them both.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to deed and attest. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.